Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us. Busy time on Capitol Hill these days. Everything from TikTok executives or a CEO testifying, but also today is going to be a busy day with senators. They're going to be asking questions about the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, and the House are looking into some education losses suffered during the pandemic, and a lot going on. So, and even the baby formula shortage. We'll get into all the above. Aaron Rial, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it's a busy one. I mean, it's a Tuesday in late March. Better be busy. Everyone's at work. But the U.S. Senate Banking Committee, they're working. They're holding their first of several hearings on the collapse of SVB, Signature Bank. They went under on March 10th. And federal regulators came in and made them whole. So today we're having the first in a series of hearings. The lineup for this afternoon, Martin Gruenberg, he's chair of the FDIC. Michael Barr, vice chair at the Fed, and then Nellie Liang, she is the undersecretary for domestic finance at the Treasury. So this is an important one. You have multiple federal agencies probing the SVB failure. Mm-hmm. You have the U.S. Department of Justice, Security and Exchange. And also today's committee is run by the chair, Senator Sherrod Brown. He's a top Democrat from Ohio, and he has really crafted his populist image as the sheriff of Wall Street. So he wants to make that real. He's going to ask the tough questions. But what we need as the public is to understand the failures and then take the steps necessary so it doesn't happen again. And grandstanding posturing is not exciting. And speaking of grandstanding and posturing, we have the House Oversight and Accountability hearing. That's at 10 a.m. this morning. They're looking at the consequences of school closures because of COVID-19. Jack, there's no question that these closures had a profoundly negative impact on American students, American families. It's going to be felt for years to come. We understand we did what we thought was best, but you know what? It didn't really work. Kids are struggling academically.
No,
they're struggling mentally.
It ticks me off. I don't mean to get in with you, Aaron. You're a parent. I said at the time, this is going to cause more mental health issues and anxiety and depression than anything that's a physical threat to these kids from a virus. But anyway, thank you.
And you were 100% correct.
Thank you, Aaron. You have a great day. Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you.